Time now, the Benusa pregame show to visit with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Congratulations on the win, Jeff.
Thank you. Finally, nice to hear the boys singing that fight song at the end of the day.
What went right for you that had gone wrong for the first month?
Well, we were we didn't give up as many big plays. We made a lot of big plays. We were able to run the ball effectively enough, and then especially to run the clock out at the end of the game. Did some nice things special teams-wise, had some problems special teams-wise, but I think it was just really, regardless of big plays, plays given up, I just think we played a full four quarters.
The offense, once again, didn't score in the first quarter. That's been a recurring theme, but you got a big interception from Greg Button about midway through the first quarter. How much can your offense just kind of thrive on good and positive things like that to get them going?
Well, without a doubt, and you got to capitalize when you get those opportunities and make them pay for it. If I remember right, we had a field goal attempt out of that and had it blocked, which was disappointing. And then we kind of seemed to get it going, but that really our defense had some turnovers and played a whale of a game most of the day.
Offense got going in the second quarter, started with a touchdown pass to a tight end, Eric Wunroe. With as many speed weapons as you have on the outside, you can go with any formation possible. How much can you rely on two big tight ends here as the weather starts to turn?
Well, we have to do more and more of that. That was probably the positive of the day, was we were able to run the ball with a two tight end set at the end of the day when we needed at least one first down to make them burn all their timeouts, and we were able to do that earlier in the day, so-so. We left home our starting tight end, Tucker Forsgren, and the other guys did a really pretty good job for us, but at some point, you're right, when the weather comes, you need to run the ball, and those tight ends are very important.
7-7 at the half. How do you kind of reassess and reevaluate your game plan and what you want to do when you go to the half and you're tied?
Well, I guess, that it was working. The defense was playing super. Offensively, we had some missed opportunities that we could have been further ahead, the field goal and a drop and that, so we just went in and just kind of challenged them to play the two hard quarters again, and let's play right till the end. And that's really what we had to do. So just kind of challenge them to continue to get better, and I think we have every game.
More with Jeff Tesh when we return the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz with Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Blake Holder, Juwan Richard both had long touchdown catches last week, Jeff. To complete a long pass, you need the line to block for a little bit. How much better has that line gotten throughout the course of the season?
Well, I nothing against Mary. They had the strengths of their team in certain areas, a great receiver in that, but their pass rush was not one of them. Our kids really did a super job, so was it us or them? But we gave him time all day to sit back there and throw, and some of those deep play-action passes take time, so we were really proud. The guys up front did a great job.
Christian Lundy got his first touchdown of his career. He's also a kick returner. As a freshman, do you expect a guy to be that involved?
Well, it's interesting. We didn't know last spring if we had a roster spot for him. We didn't know much about him. He came out for the team, and now he's one of those guys, when they punt the ball, it's kind of like there were times last year where I was on my hands and knees praying that we're going to catch it, and we were trying different guys, and now you just kind of have that comfort level he's going to catch it. Probably not, going to be the guy that breaks it for 80 yards, but he did make a couple guys miss and ran for a first down on the last one last week, but I just feel confident that he's going to give the ball to us and then the offense take over. But he's really improved and had a couple nice catches too, and then the touchdown one, and it's one of those ones I was protected and couldn't see, and I just knew we scored. And later on the bus, everybody's like, that's cool for Lundy to get his first score. And I'm like, he did? Seriously. And they go, yeah, that winning touchdown. And I went, oh, yeah, that one. Yeah, nice job. But sometimes you just can't see and you're involved in other things. And I didn't know who caught it.
For the first time this season, someone other than Connor Quinn led you in tackles. It was Colton Blodzik's turn. Last week had 12. How important is it to not have one guy that's got to lead you week in and week out?
Well, then they can't run the other way. They can't double him. They can't devise schemes to neutralize his game. So Colton played well. Tristan Ross is going to be a great football player, our freshman that's out there playing from Little Falls. So the linebacking corps coming along just really, really nice.
Crookston's given up some points. What are they doing well, as far as you can tell?
Well, offensively, they've got they're very diversified. They've got motion handed here, fake this, fake that. Their quarterback can really sling the ball. He's a big 6'7 kid. He's strong. He can really chuck the football. So they're play actioning. They're running some. They're going down the field on everybody. They're ahead by, 20-some points against St. Cloud at half. And they just are having a hard time slowing people down. So, the defense is, they know they have a challenge to hold them to a certain amount of points.
With the lack of success they've had in the last handful of years, is it a team you've got to get on early?
I think that would help, without a doubt. And we had that chance last year, and then we didn't score early, and their confidence grew and grew. I can remember before the game talking to different people in their program, and they're like, we got to get out of here. We got to get some wins. And then all of a sudden they win the game, and, they're a pretty excited group. So I think that would certainly help. It's not the bottom line, but it would probably just, they're human, and I'm sure that would take them out of the game a little bit.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.